Brace for a bitter blast of winter as a cold weather advisory prepares to take hold of the region tonight. The National Weather Service has issued the advisory, which is set to start at 7 for Stark, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties, and 9 for Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas. Forecasters warn that wind chills could plummet to between 15 and 20 degrees below zero through tomorrow morning. The advisory is set to expire at noon tomorrow. Officials warn that exposure to the extreme temperatures can lead to frostbite or hypothermia. If you must go outside, be sure to dress in multiple layers and wear a hat and gloves. Area residents seeking warmth this winter can visit local warming centers. In Alliance, Rodman Public Library on East Broadway Street is open during regular hours, and the Salvation Army on West Main Street is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Clothed in Righteousness on East Main offers evening hours, and Crossroads United Methodist Church in Canton is open 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. with SARTA providing transportation. The University of Mount Union has kicked off a week of events recognizing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Today's students and area residents participated in the National Day of Service. Abby Schroeder is director of Mount Union's Regula Center for Public Service and Civic Engagement.
We've been doing this for about 15 years. In the last few years, it's really grown. We have about 320, mainly Mount Union students, but also local Girl Scout troops, some other community members out volunteering today at 20 different locations.
Projects include painting and moving organizations into the commons, work at city parks, and visiting local nursing homes. Schroeder says 80% of the university's students volunteer at some point. A man is scheduled to appear in court following a stabbing in Canton last week. 45-year-old Travis Frazier of Canton faces a count of felonious assault. He is accused of stabbing a woman in the stomach with a knife Friday. Details of the events leading up to the alleged incident and the victim's condition were not available. Frazier is set for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. A Zanesville man responsible for a deadly Central Ohio crash has been released from jail. 62-year-old Jacob McDonald was freed from the Licking County Jail Saturday after serving an 18-month sentence for an I-70 crash that killed six people, including three Tuscarawas Valley students. Investigators say McDonald was driving a semi in November 2023 when he failed to slow for stopped traffic, striking an SUV and a charter bus headed to a school band event in Columbus. 18 others were injured. A judge convicted McDonald of six misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide after a trial, saying prosecutors failed to prove felony charges. McDonald's driver's license is suspended for 5 years. An Alliance area native has reached the highest levels of government after being sworn in as an assistant secretary for housing and urban development. 38-year-old Ben Hobbs was sworn in Wednesday to lead the Office of Public and Indian Housing. Hobbs is a graduate of West Branch High School, an Eagle Scout, and grew up on a Knox Township farm. In his new role, Hobbs will oversee programs for Native American tribes and public housing. He says his top priority is reforming the welfare system to help families break the cycle of poverty and achieve economic self-sufficiency. A Columbiana man accused of attempted murder is back in court for allegedly stalking his victim from behind bars. 66-year-old Frederick Harriff pleaded not guilty Friday to new charges of menacing and intimidation. Prosecutors say he sent disguised letters from jail to the woman he is accused of attacking with a baseball bat last June. As a result, a judge has revoked Harriff's bond, ordering him to be held without bail. Harriff's upcoming jury trial has been delayed and converted to a status hearing. He was recently found competent to stand trial for attempted murder, arson, and kidnapping. A judge has cleared key evidence to be used in the upcoming murder trial of a Lisbon man accused of killing his ex-wife. 51-year-old William Long is set for a February 3rd jury trial and remains jailed on a $1.5 million bond in the death of Michelle Long, a Latonia High School teacher killed outside her Butler Township home in November 2023. The judge denied defense motions to block GPS mapping evidence and to obtain truck registration data from five counties, ruling both were not relevant. Prosecutors say cell phone location data places Long near the scene at the time of the shooting. A Mahoning County jury will return tomorrow to continue deliberations in the murder trial of Kenneth Carter and Terry Hopkins. Two men are accused of killing a relative, Rashawn Graham, inside his Youngstown home in January 2025. During closing arguments Friday, prosecutors relied heavily on the victim's 19-year-old son, who testified he saw the defendants at the scene. The Vindicator reports the defense argued the case is riddled with contradictions, pointing to mishandled evidence and potential gunshot residue contamination by police officers who did not wear gloves. The jury remained deadlocked Friday night. They are off today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and will resume talks tomorrow morning. Liberty Township Police say a preliminary investigation has ruled out foul play in the deaths of two people found Thursday afternoon in a mobile home. Officers responded to Vintage Village Estates on Belmont Avenue for a welfare check at a trailer. Inside, a mother and her adult son were found dead. Police say the son, who had Down syndrome, depended on his mother, and preliminary information suggests she may have passed away first. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office is investigating cause and manner of death, with initial indications pointing to a medical-related incident. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.